March the 29th, 1961, Fairbanks, Alaska. This is the meeting of the Primary Group for Park, Monument, and Museum Project special meeting. Present there, and I'll let each one introduce themselves on here.
Gene Roby, Ted Loftus,
Andy Wiggins,
Jack
Link,
Secretary.
Tom Jones.
Douglas Cope.
Frank Young.
Trustee.
I beg your pardon.
We've had about 1 hour and a quarter discussion, and now Mr. Link will read the resolution and the letter and the procedure of this meeting on the tape for the final record.
Moved by Ted Loftus that we inform Phil Holdsworth, the commissioner in general, that we are pursuing our original intent to acquire Pioneer Park and Monument Project, namely Lot 12 and the southwest quarter of Section 9, Township 1, South, Range 1 West, Fairbanks Meridian, containing 72.64 acres, known as the United States Government's reserved land. And we will put in the description from the Federal Application Serial 61-73, recorded in Book 22, page 317, miscellaneous. Now to go on with to continue the resolution, Mr. Loftus moves that we continue our efforts in this respect, regardless of objection from any source. The motion was seconded by Frank P. Young. And on a roll call vote, the following present members voted in favor: Harry Hughes, Frank P. Young, Ted Loftus, Eugene Roby, Tom Jones, Douglas Culp, Andrew Wickham. After some discussion, it was decided to write a letter to Mr. Holdsworth, enclosing the foregoing motion. Now, this letter is rough. It will be somewhere along these lines. We hope this session of the legislature will take action favorable to us, and thank Mr. Holdsworth, the governor, all the legislators for their efforts on our behalf. We understand our bill in the legislature has met with objection by City of Fairbanks. This or any other objection will not deter, we hope this or any other objection will not deter the legislators from passing legislation favorable to this worthwhile project and monument for the pioneers of Alaska. We cannot conceive of any legitimate objection to our park project, and all the pioneers here are amazed that anyone could object to this project, which is for the benefit of all people here now and for all future generations.
Jack Link, Secretary,
you do four.
Now, is there any corrections or changes that anybody would like to make on this? Well, this portion of this tape is to be preserved for the Pioneer Digital Fall Records. This is Harry Hughes recording. April 4th, 1961, this is a transfer tape of a tape recording of a broadcast of a legislative report by KFRB Radio
And this transfer tape is made for Pioneer Evening 4 Recorded History by Harry Hughes, Fairbanks, Alaska.
How do you feel about this whole thing? I was in the I know a lot of people Well, there's an old friend back when he was in Jim Fairbanks and in Boston under the name of Kennedy. He was in those thinking after. And on those, they didn't answer like they answer today. I don't know if many of you people are familiar with the old style of answering. Then there was Philadelphia Jacobine, he was well sampled. And he was part of the number, what kind of around there. And the old country is all, it is not legal there. And he's got Nipberg, Burbank, Miller. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, no, it's not no more Pennsylvania. It's Philadelphia Jacobine. And, well, there were several others in the country in the day. But, if I was going to tell you all these stories about some photos and others, you would love that. I never believed in any story in the past. Maybe I better start with what this is due to the thing that you didn't have to be doing. Well, my fellows. But, and this bird was the most kind of extraordinary animal. Oh, the darkness. And nothing ever was found in the kind of extraordinary animal. And the first goes down and goes to that little red bird kind of thing, including salt and cattle cleaning and well, there was a thing in my black I haven't got time to get into details on all this. This discovery was made down here in the Spillin Bar just about opposite where the university was. I didn't know. 1808. Gold discovered on the photo line of 1886.
take regarding was the report of the taken at the Tanah Yukon Historical Society. And this is a report I will read onto the tape. The Tanah Yukon Historical Society Thursday night elected Mrs. Aubrey Loftus president for the year of 1961-62. Other new officers are Professor William Cashin, vice president, Mrs. Frances Baker, secretary, Mrs. Florence Mansville, treasurer, Mrs. Hertha Baker, corresponding secretary, Harry Hughes, press and publicity chairman, Ludwig Rowinski, trustee, and Andrew Wicken, trustee, were the two new trustees elected. The other trustees are Iris Garland, Frank T. Young, Harry L. Hughes, Charles Kime, and Porter Baker, seven members of the board of trustees. The society also has named an editorial board for the proposed historical magazine. And the members are, of this committee, are Charles Kime, chairman, Porter Baker, Mrs. D.G. Francis Baker, William R. Cashin, Mrs. Dennis Adrienne Coyle, Frederick Hillig West, Mrs. James A. Annabeth Hanlon, Harry L. Hughes, Mrs. T.A. Audrey Loftus, Mrs. Florence Mandel, Earl R. Pilgrim, Victor Richardson, Ludwig Rowinski, Dr. Iris Garland, and Andrew Wicken, and Frank D. Young, and Bobby Sheldon. That is the members of the new editorial committee for this, composing of this historical magazine. And that is the end of this report on this tape. This was Harry Hughes, member of Igloo Thor, Pioneers of Alaska, the Yukon Order of Pioneers of Dawson, and a member of the Historical Society, recording this tape for history and research.